Welcome, everybody, to this week's MTC studio broadcast. My name is Daniel Hunter. I'm a technology solutions professional for Microsoft's customer service cloud. Before I introduce my partner in crime, I do want to reiterate that we have a question and answer panel as part of the web visitors. So please engage and enter your questions in over the course of this broadcast, and we'll do our best to get those questions answered as we go. So now with me is my coworker, Chet Kloss. Mr. Kloss.
Thanks, Daniel. Hi, my name is Chet Kloss, and I am a solution architect here on the Microsoft Service Cloud team. One of the things that we absolutely are aware of is that with customer service, every interaction matters. But when you take care of every interaction, you deliver amazing customer service. Now, what we found through studies from Forrester and Gartner is that over 3/4 of individuals would rather go on the web and self-serve. But with all that self-service, we're finding a decline in first call resolution for our service problems. If we add on top of that the fact that we have turnover of as much as 27% annually in the customer service agents, we have to find ways to equip those teams in the best way possible to serve customers. Now, again, another what might seem obvious point, but the easier we make it for customers to help themselves to get the answers that they need, the more loyal that they're going to be with us. So, in fact, studies have found that if we can drive down effort, make it much, much easier, we have an 87% chance of, in fact, driving higher customer loyalty. So, for customer service, what's top of mind with the leaders? I like to start with the bottom here. Staying agile is critical. Having a tool in an environment that allows you to adapt to different channels, to different needs, is critical. And with that, you can empower your customer service agents to really focus on the customer. Let them do their jobs in, again, the easiest way and focus on servicing the customer. And when they do that, that's when you earn loyalty. That's the big prize. So, if we think about intelligent customer service, the omni-channel delivery system is what we call just part of the getting into the game. It's your ante. You have to be able to manage phone and email and chat. Those are just things that you have to do well out of the box. But what we're really finding is that social networks have become the most desired place for our customers to want to interact with us. That and the web are the absolute leaders. But we'll talk more about them specifically later. As we drill into this intelligent customer service, pervasive across any channel that we're working with is knowledge. We have to be able to deliver it in a unified way, in a consistent way, so that whichever vehicle a customer is using or a service agent has access to, they are delivered the single best answer that's consistent all the time. And we have to be able to derive from that the analytics related to the information. How does the customer receive it? Is it really the right answer? How many times was it used? In being used, do people spend time in the article, or just do they go to it and move away? All those analytics are critical to us in improving our knowledge base. Again, self-service is the key piece. Customers prefer overwhelmingly to get on the web and get the answer to their questions quickly, simply, and without having to interact necessarily. It's also for us, the vendor, a better way to go just from a pure cost standpoint. We can service many more people in a much less expensive way and still serve them in a very high quality way by providing great knowledge in wherever the customer lives. And so to talk about that a little bit more, Dan, why don't you tell us about things from the social perspective?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Chet. And so as Chet mentioned, when we focus on service collectively, what is top of mind for our service managers or our service leadership? Well, if we drill into that and focus on those social channels, what would be top of mind for a socially minded company? And that would be things like listening everywhere, analyzing sentiment, and driving engagement. And when I mean listen everywhere, I do mean listen everywhere. But what we need to be able to do is bridge the gap between what we think people are saying and what people actually really are saying. And be able to figure out not just what they say, but how they feel. And we can do this by effectively listening. The other thing we can listen for is not just what our customers or our potential customers would say, but we can also listen to what they might say about our competition, or what they might say about our senior leadership, maybe our CEO, or maybe their feelings with regard to product launches or brand sentiment that we are putting out on social spheres. And speaking to sentiment, we have to be able to analyze that information. So not only can we pick up on what people are saying and how often and what volumes they're saying it, but we can also pick up on how they feel. Is it negative? Is it positive? And in aggregate, what is our general brand sentiment across a variety of different social channels? Not only that, but we can also take into account the influential relationships that those social profiles have. If we knew what their level of influence was, then we can better gauge or provide a proportional response when we engage with the customer, right? So speaking of engagement, the solution must be able to not only listen, not only analyze, but also provide a level of engagement that is in accordance with what the customer is used to. So if someone's getting on Twitter and posting about a visit to a specific restaurant or to one of our stores, we can engage with them on Twitter because that's the channel that they're most comfortable. So we have a four-part demo today to show all of this. The first part of the demo is the customer's perspective and getting involved in their social network of choice. We're going to show then from that point a view from the social care agent's perspective on how they can analyze all of this sentiment, narrow down and pinpoint issues with sentiment for specific customers, and then take action. Then we're going to look at a CSR's perspective of actually executing on the case that was escalated as a result of the social care agent. And then we'll round it out with some analytics. So to start this demonstration, I will pass it back to Chet.
Thanks, Dan. So this morning, I'm going to be a consumer, in this case, Salvatore Leone. Salvatore has worked with Contoso many times in the past. Big home and garden stores, bought many things from him. So both customer and vendor are well known to each other. But today, I'm angry. I'm angry because I ordered some custom wood flooring. It got delivered to my house, and it's warped. I can't use it. I certainly don't want to take these big heavy boxes back to the store, but I really don't know what to do at this point. So I go to the place where I hang out most, Facebook, and I go to Contoso's page. Now Contoso has done a really good job with their support on Facebook. In fact, there's even a support tab that I could click right on their Facebook page, and I'll zoom up in here. We could go and search the knowledge base for answers. We could create a support ticket or chat with a live agent. That would be great, but I'm angry and I'm in the moment. And again, the important thing from a service perspective is for us to be able to, again, serve customers where they live. So right now, Salvatore sees that there's an entry here. Someone's talking about wood flooring, and he's angry about wood flooring. So he's just going to type in a comment here saying, "My engineered wood flooring arrived warped. Do I have to return this stuff to the store?" And he just puts in a comment because he's angry and he's in the moment, and this is the place where he lives. So to be really effective as a customer service system, we'd like to be able to monitor these comments and, in fact, drive customer service right from them. So Dan, can you give us an example of how we might do that?
You bet, Chet. Thank you. So what you're seeing here is if I act as the social care agent, I have a nice perspective of all of the traffic with regard to Contoso. Right, everything in Facebook and Twitter and blogs, so that I can measure how people are feeling about our products and services. So I'm now looking at all of our search topics that we're interested in, but I might want to just narrow down on our specific Contoso brand and sentiment. So I'll choose Contoso here. And now I'm seeing, give it just one moment. Okay, so now I'm seeing all of the traffic from volume to sentiment with regard to our brand and our Facebook presence that we have currently. Okay, so up here, for example, I can see that we have from period to period a 3.7 point change in sentiment. We're actually going up in sentiment, which is great. We can see a trend of volume or buzz for today and a comparison against the previous period here. We can also jump over into different areas like sentiment. So now I can take a look at what the overall sentiment trend is for this period for Contoso. I can see where that sentiment is deriving from across the world. I can also see over time how our sentiment peaks and valleys. Okay. I'll come over to sources. The sources is another good way we can analyze this information. And now we can see a breakout of where this traffic is coming from. So it's fairly obvious that based on this graph, most of my traffic is originating out of Facebook, so I can even drill into that. So if I were to click on this source, you'll notice a filter is placed at the top for me, and this applies to all dashboards I look at going forward. So I'll come back to the overview. And now I have sentiment as well as trend or buzz for just our Facebook property. Okay. Now I can even drill in further by choosing topics here. I choose our Facebook presence page. And now I have a general view of just the posts for Facebook in this given period and the sentiment value. Well, it changed. It's gone down 7.1 since the prior period. And I want to know why. Well, at any point in time, I can drill into the posts behind these values by slipping out this right panel here. I can see the posts that make up those charts. Now, I don't have to go about it this way. If I'm trying to analyze sentiment and find issues, what I could have is I could have an activity stream set up for me in one place. In this page, I have a view of all activity with regard to our brand, our Contoso brand, in one stream. I have other streams I might be interested in the middle here, but then I also have a stream that's connected directly to our Facebook presence. So instead of me having to go manage Facebook from the Facebook site, I can actually manage all of my streams from one location. Okay. The other thing that it helps me do is identify those negative sentiment or positive sentiment values and even drill into those posts. So here you can see the post that was made by Salvatore. It's identified as negative sentiment. We can even drill in to this post, and perhaps what I'll do is I'll comment. So now you're seeing me actually engage with Salvatore directly in the Facebook channel. I can even attach media to this post and send that back out to Salvatore here. Now, I've gleaned from this solution that Salvatore requires a proportional response, right? Based on his level of influence, his network of peers, maybe his corresponding Twitter profile, I need to engage our customer support team in this issue. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to click on Link to CRM, and I'm going to paste in information about the ticket and actually create a case that's then routed to our customer service rep. Now let me try that one more time there. All right, so now I'm going to turn it over to Chet to talk about what the experience would be from the customer service perspective.
Thanks, Dan. Mm-hmm. So what I have up here on the screen is our new customer servant agent dashboard. It gives me a very easy way to define the things that are most important to me in both graphic and tabular fashion. If I zoom up here, for instance, I can see what my case mix is, what the priority levels are of those cases, and then as I look into the individual case themselves, I get a preview of what's behind each of those cases. So the first thing I'm going to do as a customer service agent today is focus on a subset of my overall cases. I want to do that by specifically filtering on these high priority cases from Facebook. We find that by solving those cases first, we get a very good uptick in our social sentiment, and we get more satisfied, more loyal customers. So all I have to do is click on the graph in the Facebook section, and that will do the first filter for Facebook. And then I'll come over to my priority high here, and I'll click on just the high priority ones. And I see I have one service case waiting for me to work on it. So as we click into that item, we'll see that we've identified the individual who the case is about. That's Salvatore Leone. And we can see here by the description that he put in a Facebook post saying that his flooring was warped when he received it, and does he have to return it to the store? He's obviously unhappy about that. So our triage staff, as Dan showed you in the social engagement tool, created an email that they sent out to Salvatore saying that, you know, we know you have a problem, so we're being proactive in contacting you. We've got a person assigned to it, and they're going to be in touch with you shortly. So we can very quickly and very easily make first contact with Salvatore, because we know, okay, you have an issue. Maybe it didn't come through traditional ticketing, or it didn't come through a chat session, but you made this comment in a social environment, and we want to act on it. So what we might do first here is look over at related cases, so we can see, well, what's been done on this in the past? All that automatically comes up to me based on the subject and title of my case. But what I'm most likely to do is click on my knowledge base. Embedded into Dynamics CRM now is a very full-function knowledge base that allows us to create articles about customer support, and based, again, on the subject matter, it will automatically filter those for us. It's giving us a couple of ones here, and one is specifically about warped engineered wood flooring. So I can click on that. You can see it can be very rich in the content for us, and we just can come back and link this article right to our case. And by doing that, again, when we go back and touch the customer and give this information, we can track what we told them, what was the information, how did they respond, again, constantly refining that knowledge base. So what I might do here is just create another activity to contact the customer. Again, can happen in a variety of ways, emails, or set an appointment with them. But because Salvatore is known to us and he's given us his phone number, I can reach out directly and give him a call. So through my CTI integration, maybe I just pop out. I'm going to actually not physically do it, but I could create the phone call right there. Touch Salvatore. Give him the information around this warped engineered product, and tell them that, you know, we're going to send you out new wood, and he can just discard the previous warm piece. When I do that, then I can go ahead and resolve our case, and again take that action and record every step of the way. So how I interacted with the customer, how they reacted, what knowledge did we use, how effective was it, can all be recorded, and we keep track of that analytics. In doing so, we can evaluate how we are doing in customer service. You notice at the top of the form here, we have our process bar. By following this distinct process that you can define, we can measure how we do in successive cases. And that's really a critical point in every process, but specifically in customer service. What we don't want to do is unique things for each case. We want to define a process that we can follow and then evaluate the results of that. And by doing so with the process bar, it allows us to improve on what our processes are. So we've done something, we've repeated it, we've measured the results, and after measuring those results, we can take either corrective action or reinforce the process that we have. That applies to any entity within Dynamics CRM, but it's really important in the service module. So Dan, after we have the case resolved and we have recorded a lot of information about Salvatore and his reactions, what can we do with that information?
Yeah, very good. So you're right. There's a lot of things that we can glean as far as insights from all the data we're collecting through our social engagement with Salvatore to the process, Chet, that you just showed. We can take all that data and we can collect it and build out visualizations that help us figure out what is working and what is not. And so here's an example of that. You know, seeing a full case pipeline, if we're measuring satisfaction by way of survey, or just attaching that information to a ticket, we now have customer satisfaction levels. And we can see that last month we were teetering in our acceptable level, but now we have customer satisfaction levels that have skyrocketed. Also, because we're capturing channels in our cases, we can see that the overwhelming majority of tickets are now flowing through both Twitter and Facebook channels. So we're really taking a hard look and focus on how we can serve our social sphere. Some other metrics that are interesting, if I come down here, you can see average case time. We can see that there's a trend that very dissatisfied customers are attached to case time that tends to span longer periods. Now, the reason we can capture this is by way of what Chet was explaining, that we can capture how long a ticket sits in each stage. If we can capture that and also capture satisfaction levels, then we can report on something like this. Now, this is not to say that longer times with customers directly result in very high levels of dissatisfaction, but this is interesting nonetheless. And then the crown jewel of this is support costs, right? How can we deliver a solution that is not only tracking support costs, but it's also showing an improvement in those, or an overall decrease or slower increase in support costs as we scale? All right, so there's a lot we can glean from all of this data, and we can also ask questions of this data. So if I were to ask a question like, let's do total cases by date as a line, okay? And then we'll look at it by channel. So now we're spreading it across time, maybe for May, June, and July. So we focus on the summer months, but it's fairly apparent that Facebook and Twitter traffic dominates the channels that we're accepting for customer support. All right, so this is one way we can reconcile what we saw on the dashboard, but you know what? The questions that we need to ask, we may not know. And so there's ways that our platform can go and look at the data we have and produce what we call quick insights. So by instantiating this, it's going and looking at all of our service data. In this case, I clicked on all of our knowledge data. And after it does that, it looks for patterns and trends in that data and then spits back a series of what it calls quick insights for viewing. Here we go. And so now we can see things like that published articles represent the majority of the ratings that are coming to the platform. That would make sense because they're published and people can view them. Here we have Spencer Lowe and Jamie are the two CSR or two knowledge authors that have seen most of the views, noticeably more views than their counterparts. Here, this is an interesting one. Jamie is authoring most articles revolving around policies, right? So these are trends that our system just automatically detected that I didn't know to go search for, but now I have insight to, okay? So with that, I want to talk about or get an opportunity to have Chet talk about a real world situation and an example with IntelliS. So Chet?
Thanks, Dan. Man, I really love those Power BI charts.
They
provide
neat.
Quite a bit of insight. Well, IntelliS is a wireless cable provider that worked with us on their customer support systems. They really wanted to expand to multiple channels, and they were very interested in the social networking aspect of it and being able to connect again with their customers wherever they were, where they live. What they found was very, very interesting in that by connecting in the social network media, they were able to decrease the amount of phone calls that they got. And that's very, very important because to resolve an issue via social networking or the web is considerably less expensive to them than having a person have to physically answer a single call at a time. It's a much more expensive way to manage the customer. And they were able to decrease those calls by 20%. And then the real icing on the cake comes with that decrease and the reduction in time required, they actually were able to pay for their system, that investment, in only 2.5 months, which is a really incredible return on investment. Your mileage may vary. But certainly a great example of what you can do when you can engage with customers where they live. We have many more of these, and I encourage you to go out to the Microsoft Customer Speak site to be able to review them. So, if we look at what the next steps might be, Well, one of the easiest is just to take a test drive. You'll notice that the front of these URLs start with aka.ms. That's our URL shortening service. And you just remember test drive CRM. You can actually go and quickly spin up a 100% working system and just play with it, see how it feels. As we move further into our service studies here in the MTC events, we have two more lined up. We've done self-service and now today a bit of assisted service. On the 17th, we're going to be talking about service in the call center, and then on the 31st, finally, field service. So I encourage you all to register for those events and continue to come follow us. Now, if you really want to get the complete Microsoft discussion about solutions, not about individual products, but solutions to your business needs, I strongly encourage you to consider coming to our Envision conference. It is going to be staffed with our highest level executives to talk about not only Microsoft product, but directions and what's coming both for individual things as well as our overall Microsoft solution. So there's always the opportunity, though, if you have a question, just contact your Microsoft account team or a Microsoft certified partner. They're always there and happy to answer your questions about our solution space. So with that, Daniel, I think we should open it up for some questions from the audience.
Wonderful. Daniel, we have a question. Is the new Voice over IP offering for Office 365 fully integrated into CRM customer support? And can you directly schedule a Skype for Business session for the purpose of doing an interactive support session from within the Dynamics CRM online environment?
Okay, so good question. I'm going to take a stab at this and maybe check. So the Voice over IP offering in Office 365, although I am not an expert of this, the Skype integration with Dynamics is, the Skype integration with Dynamics is built in so that we can start up phone calls and manage those calls and even screen sharing sessions with a customer. However, it's right now, at least from the Dynamics front, is not positioned as a remote support type of solution. I don't know, Chet, can you add color to that? Or
what I would say is that we hear that question certainly in recent months, fairly often. It exactly describes what's necessary to really have a complete service system to be able to use Skype in that fashion. And in fact, if you'll hang with us over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be introducing our previews of the May launch for Dynamics CRM. And I can't say everything, but what I can say is that I think you're going to be very pleased with how we have integrated that piece into the rest of CRM.
Yeah.
We have another question. What tools were you using, Daniel, to manage the social engagement?
Good question. So that is a solution that we call Microsoft Social Engagement, and the service is a standalone service. So this is not something that that needs to have Dynamics and the customer service capability to work. It stands on its own merits. However, if you are using CRM and service, then that workload lights up with regard to, drilling down into posts and then linking to tickets and starting up the whole case management process. Next, is that it?
If there are any other questions, you can ask them now in the Q&A panel. We'd be happy to address those questions at this time.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate your time during the session. We're glad you participated. Thank you for the questions, and we look forward to seeing you again next week. Have a great day.